But I really want you all to know that I cannot have done it without 30 event sponsors. Miguel in the box is going to tell you a little bit more about that. And if you haven't yet heard about our swag boxes, holy cow, over 30 businesses in St. Pete packed this thing with something pretty cool. And we gave out almost 280 of these. We got 20 left. So if you want one, please grab one from us. So I want to thank everybody, all the businesses who put some special prizes in there for our VIPs in an effort to help our chamber raise the money it is doing to keep ourselves going. So I'm so excited for everybody being here. We have had one of those heck of a years, guys. The chamber made it through it. I hope your business did. Unfortunately, a lot of our businesses didn't. But we're ending a year strong with a community that knows its direction and understands its impact in the world. I hope you know now, Condé Nast has just rated us as one of the best places on earth to visit for large cities. That's never happened before. I hope you also know you can go online right now and go to usatoday.com and vote for the pier. Right now, it's the number one attraction. We want to win that award. We want to be listed as the number one place for a new attraction in our community. So that's what a St. Petersburger does. It helps make us even better. Because we say in St. Pete, every good conversation starts with or ends with, I love St. Pete. Well, these people you're going to hear about, all these winners you're going to learn about, that's what they do for me, and that's what they do for a lot of other people. So we're going to get started here in a second. I'm going to hand it off in a second over to Miguel in the box. He's a great DJ, but he's also a great partner of ours. He's done Good Burger before. He's going to walk us through all the nominees. You're going to hear from some of them on video. You're going to hear from some of them live. Some of them you're not going to hear from because they're just in that virtual world. We're going to celebrate 10 winners. We're going to have a blast doing it, but we will be done by 5 o'clock, mark my words. So if you have that Zoom fatigue and you want to come out to Three Daughters or Green Bench or any of our watch parties. We'll be here. We're having fun, but hang on tight. We're going to go through it. So that's where I'm at. I'm having a blast. I hope you are too. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you my buddy, my partner, my pal, Miguel. I know you guys know him, Miguel, from the Mike and Holly Show, Miguel and Holly Show on 101. But he's done this for us before. He's safe and sound behind the box, helping us get through this. Miguel, I saw your party hat on earlier. I hope you're doing well. Let's get this party started. Thank you, guys, and I'll see you in a few minutes.
Thank you, Chris. Well, I don't know how safe I am. You see, I've got a bar here behind me, so I'm ready to turn up with you all. But what I want to do, like I did last year at the Good Burger Awards, I like to just take a little picture of everything. So I just... I'm really taking a picture of myself and then Courtney here, who's helping me in my beautiful ring light, and myself, just so I can have it for all of prosperity on my Instagram, which you can follow me at Miguel Fuller. All right. Chris said he wants to keep this on time, so I'm going to stop talking. You can listen to my morning show on Hot 101.5 for that. Now, new names and faces. The Chamber opened this year's event to the entire community, and you'll hear about many new Chamber members, over 30 sponsors, and 100 nominees receiving the recognition they deserve as Good Burgers. Now, before we get to giving out the awards, let's hear from our generous presenting sponsors who made this event possible.
Welcome everyone to the Good Burger Awards this year. I'm Phil Yost. I'm with Compass Land and Title.
I'm Tim Mann. I'm with the Bank of Tampa in St. Petersburg.
So this year has been a challenge for all of us. I'd like to speak a little bit about our business community and the support of Chamber. I do business in a lot of cities throughout the state of Florida, and I've never seen a chamber actually support the business community. And through the crisis that we dealt with this year, it's been amazing watching my fellow business owners here in St. Pete step up and look out for each other and support each other through all this.
The Bank of Tampa has enjoyed 8 great years here in St. Petersburg, and the welcome that we received and the support through this trying 2020, the Bank of Tampa is proud to have worked with over 2,000 companies with the PPP program. And that translated into saving about 40,000 jobs in the Tampa Bay area. The city of St. Pete is so lively and energetic, and it's been hard to see through 2020, but great organizations like the Chamber have really helped bring us together.
So in conclusion, I think Tim will agree. We're conducting business in the best city in the state of Florida. Very proud of all of our business owners and fellow chamber members for the support we've given each other through this.
Absolutely. And congratulations to all the nominees and obviously all the winners today at the Good Burger Awards.
And thanks again to the Bank of Tampa and Compass Land and Title. Now, our sponsors make it possible to preserve the business and community vitality we're celebrating tonight. And with your help, the Chamber is proud to be champions of your vision for the future of St. Pete. And in addition to our presenting sponsors, we like to recognize Florida Blue, Hancock Whitney, True Fire, AT&T, Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas and West Pasco Counties, Hughes and Wallington Investment Management, Moran Arts Center, the Tampa Bay Rays and Rowdies, SPCA Tampa Bay, Strategic Solutions Video Productions, Trulieve, and all of the other wonderful supporters you see on the screen. Now, it's time to get to the good stuff. We'll start our awards program honoring our arts and culture nominees. Now, in the words of one of our great nominees, arts shine here in St. Pete. And you can see it walking down the sidewalk anywhere in St. Petersburg. Now, here to present this year's nominees is Phil Yost from Compass Land and Title.
My name's Phil Yost. I'm with Compass Land and Title, small business owner here in downtown St. Petersburg and proud member of Chamber. Today, I'm here to announce the arts and cultural nominees. One of the biggest things that makes our city so phenomenal is the emphasis on arts. Definitely sets us apart from anyone else in Florida. I'd like to start reading the nominees this year. We've got American Stage, Creative Clay, the Dolly Museum, Dr. Carter G. Woodson African American Museum, the Imagine Museum, Morian Arts Center, St. Petersburg Opera Company, St. Pete Arts Alliance, the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art, and Studio at 620.
All right, now it's time to find out who is the winner. I got an envelope. I'm real official. It's like I'm at the Oscars right now. Let's see. The Dolly Museum! Yes! The Dolly Museum is home to an unparalleled collection of over 2,400 Salvador Dali works. The museum's nonprofit mission to care for and share its collection locally and internationally. It's grounded by a commitment to education and sustained by a culture of philanthropy. Recognized internationally by the Michelin Guide with a 3-star rating, the Dolly has been deemed one of the top buildings to see in your lifetime right here in St. Pete and named one of the 10 most interesting museums in the world by Architectural Digest. Listen, we live in a very special place, so give it up.
Go. Hello from the Dolly. My name is Jenny Gonzalez Bonert, and I'm the membership manager here at the museum. Everyone here at the Dolly wants to thank the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce, our community, for honoring us this year with the 2020 Good Burger Award. We are so proud to be part of this amazing city and to be able to share Salvador Dali's legacy with this wonderful, thriving arts community. We love you. Thank you. Stay surreal.
Now, congratulations to the Dolly Museum. Now, when conversations aren't about St. Pete's amazing arts and culture community, they're often focused on the love of all things eats and treats. Don't I know it? Okay, I'm on a diet right now because of all the wonderful things we have to eat here in St. Pete. Here to present this year's nominees is Trish McQuillan from Hancock Whitney.
My name is Tish McQuillan, and I'm the St. Petersburg Business Banker for Hancock Whitney Bank. For those of you who don't know us, Hancock Whitney Bank is a full-service commercial bank with 13 locations in the Tampa Bay market and hundreds of locations from Texas all the way to Florida. For more than 100 years, we've been a strong partner in all the communities that we serve. Recently in Tampa Bay, we were able to provide over 800 small businesses with PPP loans, provide donations to local food banks, homeless shelters, and assist with legal services for those in need. We're here to help individuals, families, and businesses to provide and grow their financial future. We're here to help and proud to serve. I'm proud to present the category for Eats and Treats. The following foodie favorites are not only awesome and delicious, but they also provide an integral part in the community that they serve. And today we want to honor them. The following are the nominees for our 2020 Eats and Treats. La Vie Vietnamese Fusion, Golden Dinosaur's Vegan Deli, Grazie Italian Grill, Kawa Coffee, Mazzaro's Italian Market, Naw Dogs, Pacific Counter, Red Mesa Cantina, The Crisp Lip Cafe, and Trophy Fish. Congratulations.
I really love my virtual audience of the clapping. It sounds like I have a lot of people here. It's just me and the booze and Courtney over here helping me out in the mask. All right, so let's find out who won for Eats and Treat, one of my favorite categories. Mazzaro's! Yes! I want some Mazzaro's. It sounds so good. Now, Mazzaro's is the Italian lover's dream market with everything from freshly roasted coffee, over 75 daily prepared foods, 1,000-plus wine selections, 300-plus cheeses, fresh-cut meat and seafood, homemade gelato, freshly baked bread, and exquisite pastries. I'm ready for dinner. Mazzaro's creates a culinary experience you'll never forget. Congratulations. I'm ready for it right now. All right, so now let's move on to our next category. Now, we are lucky to have so many companies and organizations in St. Petersburg with a mission of making a difference in the community. The Community Conscious category recognizes some of St. Pete's unsung nonprofit heroes. Tonight, we will recognize two amazing organizations for their impact in St. Pete. Here to present this year's grassroots nominee is Bill Walsh from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Hi, my name is Bill Walsh, Vice President of Strategy and Development with the Tampa Bay Rays. At the Rays, our mission is to energize the community through the magic of Rays baseball. And we have been proud supporters of the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce for more than 20 years now. The category I'm going to present today, 2020 Community Conscious Grassroots category, I think we can all agree is tremendously important during this amazing year and times of tremendous difficulty. This year, I am proud to present the Community Conscious Grassroots nominees, which are CNC Lemonade Factory, Cetera Inc., Heels to Heal, Keep St. Pete Local, Little Light of Mine, Reach St. Pete, Red Tent Women's Initiative Inc., Rotary Club of St. Petersburg, The Kind Mouse, and Voices of Hope for Aphasia. Thank you, and good luck to all of our nominees.
So many amazing organizations we have here in St. Pete. All right, let's find out who takes the win. Keep St. Pete Local! Congratulations! Now, Keep St. Pete Local is a nonprofit organization working to increase community awareness of the value of doing business with independent, locally owned businesses and advocates to support and promote the interests of those businesses. With unswerving commitment to their values, Keep St. Pete Local is always working hard to preserve the unique character of the St. Petersburg community. Congrats on this well-deserved award. And I love anybody who uses unswerving commitment. Get it, St. Pete Local. All right, on to the next award in this category. Lisa Supernand from Ronald McDonald House Charity will present nominees for Community Conscious Large.
Hi everyone, I'm Lisa Supernand, Executive Director of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Tampa Bay. We were so excited to win the Good Burger last year. It's our 40th anniversary of serving families and children that receive medical treatment in the Tampa Bay area. We have three houses here in St. Petersburg that serve almost 2,000 families a year. I'm grateful to be here today to introduce the 2020 Good Burger Award nominees. The Boys and Girls Club of the Suncoast, Children's Dream Fund, Feeding Tampa Bay, Great Explorations Children's Museum, Gulf Coast Jewish Family and Community Services, Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas and West Pasco Counties, SPCA Tampa Bay, St. Vincent de Paul Cares, Tampa Bay Watch, and YMCA of Greater St. Petersburg.
It feels so good living in a community that has so many great organizations that give back. But let's find out who takes the win in the Community Conscious Large category. Drum roll, please. SPCA Tampa Bay. Now, SPCA Tampa Bay is the only nonprofit animal welfare agency that runs an open admission for all animal shelter and public veterinary center in Pinellas County. Their shelter in Largo cares for more than 9,500 animals annually that have been surrendered by their owners along with injured wildlife. Through passionate collaboration with our community, SPCA Tampa Bay transforms the lives of animals.
Thank you so much, St. Petersburg, for electing us as a Good Burger. 2020 has been an incredible year, a really challenging year for all of us. We couldn't do it without the support of our community. So from Toby and me and everybody at SPCA Tampa Bay, thank you so much.
Oh, that is so sweet. That cute little doggy. Okay, let me get my... I'm the MC. I need to be professional, right? Even though it's on Zoom. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get a drink from my little bar over here. We'll be back soon with our winners for Makers and Creators, Essential Burger, and Trailblazers and Change Agents. But make sure to tag at St. Pete Chamber and use the hashtag GoodBurgerSt.Pete on all your social media posts. Winners, whatever you are, snap a pic, even if it's in front of your bar. No one's going to judge you, especially not me, and show us how you're celebrating. But first, let's see what Chris is up to at Three Daughters.
Who did I stumble on? Mike Harding, the owner of this place. I just wanted to say thank you to him for hosting us, for doing so much. He brought us so much hand sanitizer during the tough times. He brought us so much to this community. I just had to show you what a Good Burger really looks like and to say hello to him and see how he's doing. Mike, how are you doing?
Absolutely fantastic, Kristen. Thanks very much for letting me be a part of this. I'm a little bit bigger than a Big Burger right now. I think COVID has done that to me, but we appreciate the opportunity. Yeah.
So what was it like, Mike, to go from brewing beer to brewing sanitizer?
It was, in the middle of all that, we were brewing nothing. So for about 3.5 weeks, we were just shut down and doing absolutely nothing. And it was a great idea. Not my idea, obviously. But we have the science, we have the ability, and this is what small businesses do. And it got us a chance to put everyone back to work. And there were a lot of St. Pete businesses that chipped in. I couldn't afford to do all this, to buy all the ingredients. And so there are a good handful of 8, 9, 10 local companies that chipped in to make all this happen.
Yeah, it's been a team effort for this whole community.
Absolutely.
But it takes some leadership. It takes some voice. And so thank you for that. I think you were recognized throughout this region for that from other chambers of commerce, too, because it's a big deal, Mike. And you got people back to work. And now I hear production running. I'm looking at all these big cans, and I see some heading international. Are you now international?
Yeah, this is what small business does. We had to find other ways to do things. So we found an opportunity in the EU, and we've got 6,000 cases of seltzer that are headed out on Monday. We'll make another 10,000 hopefully next month, and this is how we reinvent ourselves and figure out how to deal with all this.
6,000 cases.
A lot.
Holy cow. And you had not been international before this?
No, not really.
See, that's what I love about, you know, we went through hell, but sometimes you have to go through to find what you really want. And what you guys are doing, expanding your business, keeping people employed, and making sure we're safe. Mike, that's a good burger. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you being here. But I'm going to keep my random conversations going. And I see one coming down the aisle right now. Do you mind if I talk to him real quick?
No, please.
All right. All right, I'm doing some, you know, some of these random conversations you might have seen me be before. And who do I see walking around with a beer in his hand? Is Brooke Wellington, one of our chairs of the Good Burger Award. So I'm going to spend a few minutes just talking to him and his co-chair, Greg. But Brooks, how's life, brother?
Oh man, life's pretty good.
Well, you're in a brewery, of course it's really good. Oh, I mean, that
helps, you know.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for stepping up and co-chairing the Good Burger Awards, because you also chair our transportation committee. So why are you so involved in the chamber?
Oh, well, you know, Chris, I mean, whenever I feel like there's something I'm passionate about in St. Petersburg and I can make a difference, the chamber is the first place I go, because I know that the chamber is important and they get heard.
Appreciate,
and that's where I can make my voice heard the best. The chamber has done so many things for me personally and for my business that it's the least I could do, but just give back a little bit.
I appreciate that. And you've even chaired our young professionals as well. So you've gotten your time in. Now, what was it like chairing the Good Burger Awards during COVID? And what was the experience like for you?
First of all, thank you for asking me to chair the event pre-COVID, because I don't know if I would have done it post-COVID. So, but no, it really has been quite an experience, and just taking this event from something that was meant to be getting people together personally, you know, where we all shake hands and we hug and we celebrate each other, and we're in close quarters to, hey, look at us. We're on Facebook now. We're live. We're wearing masks. We're socially distancing, but we're just having a good time in a different way. So it's really just been, you know, quite the experience, but something that has helped me grow. And actually, you know, believe it or not, it's actually helped my own business in a way that I was able to turn my business somewhat virtual from all the Zoom meetings and things that I've been on with the chamber. The chamber helped me get a lot more comfortable in front of the camera that's in front of my computer, because I'll tell you, before all the chamber meetings and things, I had actually never used Zoom or Teams or any of those online meeting places before. So
yeah, it looks like we're gonna be using them for a little bit while longer. So But hey, Brooks, I just want to really personally say thank you, because it's really what the chamber is all about, is how can we get people interested in making a difference and putting their fingerprints or their footprints in St. Pete. And I got to say, you're a good burger. You've done that. But I see someone walking down the aisle who's got a beer in his hand, too. He was one of your partners. Tell me a little bit about Greg as he's walking up here.
Yep. And so, Greg, as you come up, I'll tell you, Greg has been my right-hand man in all of this. But I'd be remiss if I didn't also say thank you, Chris, and to your team, especially Courtney Smith. Courtney, wow. I mean, this for me and Greg would never have happened without your team, and especially Courtney. So I just
appreciate
that.
Courtney,
thank
well
you,
done.
Courtney, so much. For
everybody
all
loves
doing.
Courtney. So, all right. Yep. All right. Why don't you go get another beer and bring Greg
right,
in here for me.
Good.
All right, Miguel, we're about to get back to you, but I want to say hello to Greg Potter. Greg, introduce yourself to these folks.
Hi, everybody. For those who don't know me, my name is Greg Potter with Legacy Business Brokerage, Business Sales Acquisitions and Valuations, and a proud, proud member of the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce.
And you've been involved for a while. You've been an ambassador for a while.
I've been an ambassador, a member of the chamber, and an ambassador. I joined the ambassadors the day I signed up for the chamber, and it was said to me, and I say it to everyone else, the number one way to get involved in the chamber, if you want to learn more and meet more and do more, become an ambassador and meet the community.
There you go. All right, and you've done that. So tell me what your experience was like. We put together all these boxes. You were part of that volunteer group where we had 300 open boxes and we were filling stuff in. Just tell me about the whole experience.
Started in the morning with a pile of 300 unput together boxes and piles of all the swag that 30 great sponsors and 30 great donors donated to the Chamber of Commerce. For those of you who have gotten your swag boxes, you know how fantastic it is. For those of you who have not, and we still have a few more left, but you will hear from everyone that did how awesome it was. Everything from t-shirts to coupons for manicures to actual cans of beer from three daughters.
See, there we go. So if you're wondering what I'm talking about, what Greg and I are talking about, we're talking about those VIP boxes. I hope you're opening yours right now and finding all the goodies. Maybe you'll put on your T-shirt and just be part of the team today as well. But Greg, I want to thank you, Brooks, your entire committee, Courtney and my team, Matt, everybody who put us together to do this. But the chamber is powered by volunteers like you. And I want everybody to remember that is our community is powered by the good burgers. We're different that way. We're not taking orders. We're making them. Right. We're having and people like Greg and Brooks and Mike that you saw and all these good burgers, they're making that St. Pete you're falling in love with. So, Miguel, let's get on. I want to hear who's the next winners. I hope you're ready. Put on the party hat. Get away from the bar and let's get to the next set.
All right. You told me get away from the bar. Well, thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate it. And the good burger, right. Courtney, is sitting here helping me out. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, tilted. All right, you guys right. Can
so,
back.
Welcome back.
I and let's stay here
with honoring the incredible makers and creators who continue to inspire us year after year. A 2020 award winner, SPCA Tampa Bay's Martha Bowden is here to present the nominees.
My name is Martha Bowden. I'm the CEO at SPCA Tampa Bay. Makers and creators are those individuals, companies, and organizations who bring together innovation and inspiration to create a unique concept, a unique product, a unique service in this amazing community. They truly make St. Pete an exceptional place to live. Our 2020 Makers and Creators nominees are Blossom and Shine, Brick Street Farms, Dirk Donnelly, Eat Your Words Custom Cookies, Evolve & Company, Girl Meets Beau Blog, Soul Venture, T to the S Design and Build, Tangible Labs, and Wanamaker Jensen Architects.
Thank you, Martha. You are so good on camera, girl. You're taking my job next year. All right. Well, let's find out who the winner is for Makers and Creators. Eat Your Words Custom Cookies. Now, Eat Your Words Custom Cookies is a confectionery communications company specializing in deliciously unique cookie gifts. Letters, numbers, and shapes are individually decorated sugar cookies arranged as a message. Courtney, is there going to be some delivered here? Or some? Okay, yes, they're coming. Okay, good, just to make sure. Okay, now this small woman-owned business is always happy to help you say it in cookie.
Hi there, I'm Holly from Eat Your Words Custom Cookies, and here's the most awesome, sweet team around. I just want to say thank you to my team, thank you to you, and thank you to all those wonderful people out there that voted for us as a good burger. We appreciate it, we're grateful, and we want to wish you a very merry holiday season. Thanks so much.
I love it. You know, those are some hardworking folks because they were like, we don't have time to take off our aprons. We got cookies to make. So congratulations to Eat Your Words Custom Cookies. Now, as I'm sure you've noticed, the next category, Essential Burger, is new this year. We certainly couldn't celebrate without acknowledging those who have worked so hard to serve others in response to the pandemic. Here to present the nominees is Dr. Shamika Jones from Florida Blue.
I'm Dr. Shamika Jones with Florida Blue. We are a proud sponsor of today's Good Burger Awards. Florida Blue is committed to our community and the health of the communities that we serve. During this pandemic, we have collaborated with many organizations, businesses, and community leaders to focus on the COVID-19 pandemic. In a year like no other, we could not pass up this opportunity to show special honor to the essential workers carried us through 2020. Essential burgers are businesses or organizations who made significant personal sacrifices to provide care, services, and more for our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. I am especially excited to announce our 2020 Essential Burger nominees. The nominees are Three Daughters Brewing, Big Storm Brewing, Empath Partners in Care, Friends of Stray, Kazuba & Sons Distillery, Local Shops One, St. Pete Rising, St. Pete Distillery, St. Anthony's Hospital, and St. Petersburg Cree Clinic. Good luck to today's nominees.
Thank you to the doctor. Now let's find out who is our essential burger. And that would be, drum roll please, Friends of Strays. Congratulations. Friends of Strays Animal Shelter is St. Petersburg's oldest no-kill animal shelter. Through their outreach, advocacy, and services, Friends of Strays strives to ensure that animal companionship is accessible to all. In addition to pet adoption, Friends of Strays places a focus on life-saving programs, promoting pet retention, community empowerment, and humane pet ownership education. Congratulations to Friends of Strays. Now we've added another,
Dara Eckert with Friends of Strays. We're so honored to accept the Essential Burger Award for 2019. Like so many of us this year, we were directly impacted by the pandemic and wanted to help our community through these unprecedented times. Our Safer at Home program was created to help those most impacted by COVID to keep their pets safe at home where they belong. Thanks to this program, more than 800 animals received medical support and free food so that their families could focus on the needs of their human family members. We are honored to receive this award in recognition of our life-saving work this year. Thank you so much.
Congratulations to Friends of Strays. Now, we've added another new category to our Good Burger recognition, not just in response to the events of 2020, but to this community's commitment to grow smarter, equitably together. Here to present our first Trailblazers and Change Agents Award nominees is Miko Seaborn.
Hi, I'm Miko Seymour, owner of the St. Petian and executive pastor at Pinellas Community Church. Here in St. Pete, equitable economic development is key to who we are. And the category of Trailblazers and Change Agents celebrates all of those who are pushing the envelope and developing opportunities for businesses owned by people of color. The nominees are Arts Conservatory for Teens, Cultured Books, Dr. Keisha Benson, Dr. Sharon Brown, the Foundation for a Healthy St. Petersburg, Inspiring Quest Travel Agency, One Community Plan, Green Book of Tampa Bay, the Hispanic Outreach Center, and Twee Lay. Thank you and good luck to all of our nominees.
Thank you, Miko. Now let's find out who takes the win for our Trailblazers and Change Agents. Please drum roll for me. Foundation for a Healthy St. Petersburg. Congratulations. Now founded in 2013, the Foundation for a Healthy St. Petersburg is a private foundation serving the residents of South Pinellas County, with the goal to improve population health by advancing racial and health equity.
The Foundation for a Healthy St. Petersburg is humbled and grateful for receiving the Good Burger Award. How wonderful is this? That we should be in a place where equity, specifically race equity, is recognized by the citizens of this great city, the city of St. Petersburg, Florida. So on behalf of the people that we serve and the hundreds of folks who we are co-producing and co-creating race equity impact with, we again say thank you for the Good Burger Award. To our staff at the foundation, our leadership, and Mr. Randy Russell, we thank you and we are grateful for you. Have a great day, everyone. May the sun continue to shine on everybody in St. Petersburg. Peace.
Yes, I love that. Congratulations, Foundation for a Healthy St. Petersburg.
Yeah, you're right about there.
Now, we're going to take another break, and next up will be our winners for Cool Companies, New Biz on the Block, and Most Valuable Burger. Now, don't forget to tag at St. Pete Chamber, just like I did on my Instagram, and use the hashtag GoodBurgerSt.Pete so we can see what you're up to. Are you going back to the bar and it's only been 37 minutes in? No judgments. All right, let's check in with Chris over at Three Daughters to see what's going on over there.
All right, let's go, Miguel. Well done, buddy. I so appreciate you, man, and that was great. Carl Lavender from the Foundation for a Healthy St. Pete. Holy cow, that's my brother. He won. I'm so glad for you, Carl. You guys have helped grow smarter so much. I don't know if we'd be the same community if we didn't have the foundation. So, Carl, that's a big award. I'm so glad you won that. And Friends Astray, man, I'm telling you what, we love our animals in this community. So just to see some of these awards been given out to people I know who deserve it because I've seen what they've really done to our community, that's what this is all about. So, again, I hope you're rested, relaxed. It's Friday afternoon, guys. You can see how many beers we've already drank. Those are empty already. So we're having a blast. I hope you're having a safe blast as well. And as you know, it takes a lot of people to really put on an event like this. But also the Chamber runs on sponsorships. That's how we're able to invest all this money. You saw the little preview of our sponsors, but I was able to find another guy at the bar drinking pretty heavily right now, but not really. It's Owen LaFave. He's the market president, Pinellas County for Bank of Tampa. Owen, welcome, brother.
Chris, thanks. You know, I got some catching up to do on the beer, so.
It's kind of intimidating, isn't it?
You're ahead of me a little bit.
I bet your college frat never built a beer pyramid
not,
that big.
Not that impressive. This puts us puts us to shame.
Well, first of all, hey, welcome and thank you. Introduce yourself to these people so they
yeah,
know
so,
who you are.
Like Chris said, my name is Owen LaFave. I'm the Pinellas County Market President for the Bank of Tampa. And despite the name, we've been in Pinellas County and St. Pete for 9 years now, and we're really the community bank of Tampa Bay. So we have offices not only in Tampa and Hillsborough County, but in Pinellas, down into Sarasota and into Pasco County, and we're Tampa Bay's oldest and biggest community bank and really a proud supporter of the St. Pete Chamber and of the Good Burger Awards.
All right. So you, as a banker, were probably busier than almost anybody because of just – the relief efforts that the Chamber, yes. Our city, and everybody made sure all of our businesses heard about. Tell me a little bit about your experience about helping businesses during COVID.
Chris, you know, it was really, I think, you know, over the years, a lot of people have wondered whether or not, you know, community banks were relevant. And this was really an opportunity for us to shine and show you the value that community banks bring and the value of a relationship. So even though we're a community bank, we did the third most PPP loans of any bank within the Tampa Bay area, and we helped preserve over 30,000 jobs. And I mean, really, it was an all hands on deck effort, and we were working tirelessly 16 hours a day to make sure that our clients, and even beyond our clients, I mean, there was a lot of people that came to us because of the bigger banks weren't able to, just because of the mass of people that needed PPP loans, they couldn't help them out and came to us, and we were able to deliver. So, I mean, it was really a rewarding experience for us to help so many businesses that, you know, were anxious or nervous or truly in need. And some of those were on the verge of you know, folding. And the PPP program helped, you know, preserve their business. And I'm happy to be a part of that.
Man, that's some serious numbers when you think about it, Owen. Just saving 30,000 jobs. I mean, holy cow, guys. If we didn't have bankers, I don't know if our businesses would be even up and running right now. I mean, 30,000 jobs. At the height of COVID, Pinellas County lost 79,000 jobs. We're now down only to 25,000 jobs lost. Still a lot of jobs, 25,000. But we've made up over 50,000 jobs by things you saw here. Three Daughters, now shipping stuff to the UK. Owen and other bankers throughout this community stepping up and helping people. That's, again, that notion of how did we get through it? With a lot of teamwork, a lot of good folks going on. And Owen, what's it like just to be able to help businesses like that? Isn't that kind of what you're getting with the Chamber of Commerce as well?
You know, absolutely. I mean, what we do as a bank and what the Chamber does is very aligned. I mean, That's why we're excited to support the Chamber. We're excited to support the Good Burger program and acknowledge all the businesses that are doing great work here and really understanding that, you know, some banks or some customers and companies are doing tremendous in this environment, but others that aren't. So be able to be part of that process to help them was really rewarding. And I'll tell you, I mean, one of the things that was really kind of eye-opening to me is you're looking through the staffing reports that companies were giving us to support the PPP loans. I mean, some of those were friends and people we know in the community, and to be able to know that we help them preserve their jobs and help their businesses and help their families. I mean, it's what we do, and it's what the chamber does.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm just telling you, and I appreciate that. And, you know, you're only seeing Owen from the waist up, because Owen, if you keep going back, has a boot on his leg. So not only has Owen taken care of everybody else, but he did that after breaking your leg. Owen, what were you doing playing hockey at your age? Come on, man.
I don't want to grow up, Chris. That's
Well, I'm glad you're better, because we're all worried about you. It was quite the nasty break, and we're glad you're better, buddy. And our community was saying a prayer for you. We're glad you're back into it. All right, so you can see why I get excited about my job. You've seen some of the people I talk to. They really do care. You know who's in your Zoom room right now, or in your house, or your office. Look around and make sure you say to them, hey, I appreciate what you're doing in St. Pete. Because this is a culture we're building. This whole St. Pete way, where we tried to relieve, reopen, recover, and reimagine these people. It's about building this culture of making sure that we don't go alone. Going alone will get you so far. Going together gets you all the way. That's what St. Pete's doing. That's what our chamber's doing. That's what our city's doing. I'm glad we're in it. We still got some more awards to give out. So, Miguel, I'm going to hand it back to you early, because I'm ready for another one. But let's get going. Put the party hat on. Put the drink down. Give me some more winners. I'm ready for you, and I'll see you soon.
See, I'm like your grandma. I'm over here making cocktails. I'm on mute on Zoom. I'm sorry, Chris. Well, thank you so much. Let's get this show. I'll finish making my drink in a second. Let's get this show back on the road. Okay, so now we are to our last set of award categories. If St. Pete has a reputation for anything, it's for cool companies. We'll celebrate two companies who've put St. Pete on the map as a cool place to live, work, and play. Here to present our cool company small nominees is Tim Mann from the Bank of Tampa.
Hi, I'm Tim Mann with the Bank of Tampa. Bank of Tampa has been in St. Petersburg since 2012 and in Tampa Bay community for over 35 years. Companies of all sizes are doing cool things in St. Petersburg. Whether they're doing something unique, working on new or innovative projects, or just doing something to make you say, wow, new innovative companies and ideas make St. Petersburg a cool place to live. The nominees for the small, cool companies are Barquette Realty, Big C, Cyberlicious, Jenkins Law PL, Molly's Suds, Oh Yes Shave Company, PowerCord, The Merchant, Purveyor of Local Goods, Vamped Company, and WorkLodge.
Thank you, Tim. All right, let's find out who our winners are. Drum roll, please. The winner for Cool Company, The Merchant, Purveyor of Local Goods. Now, the Merchant Purveyor of Local Goods is nestled in the eclectic Central Arts District in downtown St. Pete. They fuse a well-lived urban lifestyle with the charm and nostalgia of an old-fashioned general store. I've got to go visit this place. The Merchant's ever-changing assortment of gifts and wares promote the creative community of artists, craftsmen, and makers in St. Pete.
Hello, I'm Jennifer, and this is my husband, Kevin Schultz. We're the owner of the Merchant Purveyor of Local Goods, and we happily accept our nomination as Best Cool Small Business in St. Pete. It's an honor to be nominated, and we want to thank those who voted for us. We also want to thank our staff, our 80 local artists, makers, and craftspeople that we support, the local community and our customers, the City of St. Petersburg, the St. Petersburg Greenhouse. And we also wanted to give good luck to the rest of the nominees and all the categories. We're honored to be part of it with you. And remember, as we go into this holiday season, shop local. Thank you.
I cannot wait to visit the store, the Merchant Purveyor of Local Goods. Congratulations. Now, Sean King from Habitat for Humanity will present the nominees for Cool Companies Large.
Hi, my name is Sean King, Director of Government Relations and Advocacy for Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas and West Pasco Counties. Our large company nominees truly represent the word cool. From company-wide volunteer hours to innovative ideas and partnerships, they are doing a variety of things in St. Pete, not only to make it a cool place to live, but also a cool place to work. Our 2020 Cool Company large nominees are Agora, Duke Energy, Dynasty Financial Partners, FIS, Goodwill Industry Suncoast, HSN, Jable, Power Design, the Tampa Bay Rays and Rowdies, and USF St. Pete.
All right, let's find out who is the winner for Cool Company's large drumroll, please. Winner is the Tampa Bay Rays and Rowdies. Yes, aside from representing St. Pete on a national and international stage and delighting us with thrilling entertainment, the Rays and Rowdies annually commit significant financial and volunteer resources to countless community organizations and initiatives in St. Pete. They truly show us what it means to be all around good burgers. Congratulations.
Bay Rays. Thanks to those of you who voted for the American League champion Tampa Bay Rays and the Eastern Conference champion Tampa Bay Rowdies as your 2020 Good Burger Cool Company. As always, we thank the St. Pete Chamber for its continued partnership, and we are grateful to the fans for their incredible support this year. Have a happy holiday, and go Rays, and come on, you Rowdies!
Wow, I wish I had a sports announcer's voice like that. Let's go Rowdies! I can do it. Come on, Rays, Rowdies, if y'all need somebody, call me. @1015. All right, to our next category. Much of the excitement and energy in St. Pete is generated by the constant infusion of new people, ideas, and concepts. And we can't wait to see what new businesses on the block bring to the Sunshine City. Here to present this year's nominees is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue. We were honored to win the Best New Biz Award last year, and I'm proud to introduce this year's nominees. New Business keeps the entrepreneurial spirit of St. Pete alive and thriving. They introduce new concepts and experience and innovate services to enhance our community in remarkable ways. Our 2020 nominees are Book and Bottle, Central Cleaners, Invigorate IV, Made Coffee, Massage Studio, Sunshine Kitty Cafe, The Mar St. Pete, The Refillery St. Pete, Tom Bolo Books, and Uptown Snowballs.
And tell you what, if you're looking for some good collard greens, they got them. Dr. Barbecue, he makes some good collard greens. All right, let's find out who won for New Biz on the Block, and that would be Book and Bottle. Congratulations. Now, Book and Bottle, a combination of book and wine store, opened its doors on March 17th. You remember that date? Just in time to face the adversity of the pandemic. Owner Tara Dunham quickly turned the business into a wine and book delivery service. That's exactly what we needed in this time. Now open in its original concept, the store offers St. Petersburgers a place to read, spruce up their book collection, take a class, work remotely, try new types of wine, and chat with friends. Congrats, New Biz on the Block. Now on to the big shebang. This one is the big one. Most Valuable Burger. It's incredibly difficult to single out a single St. Peter's Burger for their contributions to the community. But the votes are in, and now it's time to reveal. Here to present this year's nominees is Dr. Harris Ambush.
Greetings, fellow St. Peter's Burgers. My name is Harris Ambush, and I am the co-founder and partner at radschools.org. I'm honored to be here today, both as a born and raised St. Petersburger and also the most valuable burger recipient of last year. We have a lot of beautiful businesses and individuals in this community that make a lot of special efforts. One of the most unique things that we have to offer here is our talents and our skills. And today, we're going to honor some of our members through our Most Valuable Burger Award. These are people who have a passion for what they do and a passion for making this city a better place to live, work, and play. Our 2020 nominees are Debbie Jones, Dr. Sandra Graham, Jamie Macario, Jason Mathis, Jessica Eilerman, John Collins, Madeline McCarthy Anderson, Miles Featherston Resch, Ryan Griffin, and Steve Westfall. Thank you for all that you do and for the love that you give to this community. We really appreciate you all so much. Good luck to everyone.
All right, this is the big one. I need that real dramatic drum roll, please.
The most valuable burger 2020, Miles Featherston.
Look at that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is so amazing. Look at that. Okay, hold on. Let me read you a little bit about this amazing little boy. Now, after watching Shark Week in 2018, six-year-old Miles and his mom founded Kids Saving Oceans, a conservation lifestyle brand featuring products made from recycled plastics and cotton scraps. A portion of sales support ocean conservation organizations. This eight-year-old has accomplished more in his short life than many adults, including myself. He's winning the $5,000 prize at the first St. Pete Pitch Night in 2019. Congratulations!
Thank you, St. Pete Chamber. What an honor it is to be the most valuable burger. I started Kids Saving Oceans because I believe a polluted, empty, lifeless ocean should not be my generation's inheritance. I also believe you are never too young to make a difference. I want to give my kids and your grandkids a lifetime of healthy and thriving oceans. I want to grow up to see whales and sea turtles and coral reefs with my own eyes in nature, and not only through photographs and museums. The oceans may be rising, but you know what? So are us kids too. I'm lucky to live in St. Pete. Thank you for believing in this eight-year-old and his dreams. And thank you again for this award.
Well, that little eight-year-old is going to be the president whenever he, what is it? Is it 35, 37, 35 years old? He's going to be the president. He's already saving the world. So give it up again to Miles as the most valuable burger. Well, congratulations to all of our winners. Before I bring out my drink, let's see how the celebration is going with Chris over at Three Dot.
All right. Miguel, holy cow, man. I want to be Miles when I grow up. In fact, I know Miles. We got to work with him during pitch night. What a great St. Pete story. I mean, the youngest entrepreneur I know that's making a difference. And Miles, if you're watching, remember that you told me you'd adopt me when you get older. When you're rich and famous, you're going to take care of an old chamber guy like me. So I hope you do. But thanks for saving our oceans. Thanks for being interested in giving back to our community, because I know that's what you do. But how about Book and Bottle, too? Book and Bottle is one of those stories. They were going to do a ribbon cutting with us the day COVID shut us all down. We had it all planned. She begged, she pleaded, no, let's not do that. We ended up doing it after we opened back up. But I'm glad to see a new business who worked so hard to stay open is open and now awarded the best new business. The Raisin Rowdies, let's do it, baby. Both of them in the championship. Are you kidding me? How did we do that? Brian, your whole team. Well done, guys. That made us really feel safe. And the merchant, I love everything you guys are doing for our community. So this is all, that's what this has been about. Hopefully now you've seen 10 great burgers. You've seen over 100 businesses described. Maybe you're with some people you love as well. I hope you feel now this notion that we care about you in St. Pete, that we're doing something right, that there's something different about St. Pete. And maybe that is that just that vibration we feel when we're together. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to grab my glass, raise a toast, but let you know, whatever, if you're in a Zoom room all by yourself at home, just self-isolating, no, you're not alone. Look around me. Look at all the folks that are in our community that care about you. So let's make a toast, everybody, to all those that aren't with us and all those that won today. Let's celebrate St. Pete, everybody. All right, salute. All right. Miguel, I'm going to hand it off for you to sign off. We're done here. We've had a blast. I hope you all have too. Thank you to all my sponsors, all the volunteers, all the staff who put this together. What a blast. Let's keep going. Have a safe, happy holiday season, and I'll see you in 2021.
Okay, wait a minute. How dare you do a toast and not include me? I need to get in on this toast too. Don't think for a second. I'm not going to have a little bit myself. Hold on. Here we go. Here we go. I got a couple minutes. Toast, Courtney. There we go. Boom. All right. Ooh, I need some ice. But congratulations to all the winners. And thank you to our sponsors and VIP swag providers. And thank you again to DCE Productions, Hyde Park Event Design and Management, and UC Strategic Video Solutions. I just had a sip and I'm already stumbling over my words. At UC Strategic Video Solutions for making this virtual event possible. We also want to give a shout out to the incredible artist over at the Moran Glass Studio for creating the custom awards, which will be delivered to tonight's winners. My name is Miguel Fuller. You can find me on Hot 101.5 weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Follow me on Instagram at Miguel Fuller. Have a great night and remember to be a good burger.